Say we read this week an incredible episode of Yaakov Avinu leaving the familial home, running away towards Lavan, or running to Lavan, either away from home to Lavan, in order for a variety of reasons, to escape the wrath of Esav, to find the wife. And so, of course, one of the dramatic pieces of the parasha is the dream that Yaakov Avinu has on his way to Haran. And in that dream, we know it says that Ivinei Sulam Mutzavartza, he sees ultimately again the ladder, positioned on the earth, goes all the way up to the heavens. Malachei Elokim Olim Liyardim Bo. I will say there's an interesting detail immediately prior to the dream. Yaakov Avinu is getting ready to go to sleep. And what does the pasuk say? Vayikach me'avne hamakom, vayosam me'rashosav. So Yaakov Avinu takes stones. And it's actually interesting. What does he do? He goes ahead and he puts them, it sounds like he puts them around his head. Puts around his head. Says Rashi HaKadosh, why does Yaakov Avinu put them around his head? So Rashi says, Asa'im kemin marzeif, he made it like a covering, saviv l'rosho, sheyorei mipnei chayis ros, because he was afraid of wild animals. So it sounds like, what did he do? He put stones around his head, all right, by his head, to protect himself from wild animals. So Lubavitch Rebbe asks a simple question. He says, "V'tzarich lahavin, matua hikif Yaakov rakis rosho." I don't understand. Why is Yaakov just worried about his head? What about the rest of his body? Right? Again, remember, if he's going to sleep and he's taking enough steps to protect his head by surrounding it with rocks, what about the rest of the body? Is there not ultimately again a concern of bodily harm? It's a good kasha, right? And ultimately, again, if you want to say that he trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of him, to save him from harm for the rest of his body, then what? Then have emunah about your head as well. So iman of shach, if you're concerned about bodily harm, protect everything. If you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to watch over you, no need to take any kind of precautions. So what's the pshat with surrounding the head? So the Rebbe gives such a beautiful interpretation. Obviously, Al Derech HaDrush, he says something amazing. He quotes the pasuk, Yigiyak, well, let me just skip a little bit because of time. He says that everyone at some point in time has to go into the world, right? We have to go into the world. He actually quotes the pasuk, Yigiyak Kapecha Kisochal Ashrecha V'Tovlach. He also, you have to go into the world, Yigiyak Kapecha Kitochal, right? What is it? You eat what you hunt, you eat what you kill. How does the expression go? Right? Yeah, if you want something in life, you have to go out and you have to work for it. At least most people feel that way, right? Right? If you want something in life, you have to go out and you have to work for it. If you're willing to toil, you're willing to put in the effort, you'll be able to eat something. So the Rebbe says something dramatically amazing. We all have to go out into the world. And there's a danger with going out into the world. What's the danger? You go out into the world, ultimately again, with your proper hashkafas. You go out into the world with your proper ideologies. You go out in the world with a clear sense of what is right and what is wrong. You go into the world with a knowledge of what is kosher and what is treif, what is tamein, what is tahar. You go into the world, and then what happens, Rabbi Hussein? You spend enough time in the world, and your hashkafas, and your yediyas, and your understanding sometimes gets a little bit skewed. You find yourself influenced by the isms that are often unfolding around you. Sometimes, again, that which was usher yesterday is sometimes what? Is sometimes ultimately, again, not so usher today. Sometimes that which I would have never done a week ago, suddenly, again, is not so bad now. You go into the world, and when you're out into the world, outside of the cocoon of Kedusha, so I'll say sometimes the ideologies and the hashkafas of the world, which are alien to ours, often have an incredible influence on who and what we are. So says the Rebbe, what? But I have to go into the world. I have to be part of the world, and not only to go ahead and say earn a paycheck, but I want to go into the world because I want to influence, because I want to be a part of society, because I want to accomplish something. But yet again, I want to maintain my proper Torah hashkafas. So says the Rebbe something amazing. He says when you go into the world, hiskaskus beinena haparnasa tzricha lios rak biyadav. When you go into the world, you could use your hands to earn your parnasa. However, v'ilu harosh, hakochos hanalim tzrichim lihios munachem atara v'avoda. And we'll say, let your hands go into the world. Let your body go into the world. But keep your head embedded in the world of Torah. Keep your head embedded in the right hashkafas. Keep your head embedded in the world of Kiddusha. And says the Rebbe, That's the pshat in the pasuk. Lachin kasher halach Yaakov lecharan. He'll say, why was Yaakov going to Haran? Yaakov became a very successful businessman in Haran, right? Yaakov, and I mentioned this in last night's shir, Yaakov was the first of the Avos to really be a businessman. The other Avos were also, they were wealthy, but they weren't really businessmen. Avram Avinu's wealth really comes about because of miraculous circumstances. Yitzchak wealth seems to be inherited wealth, ultimately again from his father. Yaakov runs away with nothing. Yaakov was the first businessman. Yaakov tended the flock. Yaakov, to a certain degree, was a self-made man with a lot of divine intervention. See, he knows he's going out to Lavan, he's going out into the business to become a businessman. So we'll say, what's the first thing he does before he goes in, he goes out into the world? It's amazing. What's the first thing he does? Hikif es rosho. He surrounds his head. The Zohar writes that the rocks are the rocks of Torah, the rocks of mitzvos, the rocks of ruchnius. Shir munach rak b'torah mitzvos. The imagery says the Rebbe is vayikach me'avne hamakom. The makom of Osei was where Yaakov was leaving Eretz Yisrael. He takes the rocks of Eretz Yisrael vayosam me'rash osav, and he surrounds his head with it. See, Rebbe said, we have to go into the world, but we also have to find a way to preserve our ideologies. Because it happens all too often that people go into the world and they lose their sense of religious self. They lose their sense of spiritual self. They lose their spiritual identity. Every single day we have to take rocks. What are the rocks? The rocks are Torah. The rocks are mitzvos. The rocks are musar. The rocks are chesed. The rocks are tzedakah. I take those rocks. And even though my guf is in the world, I take those rocks and I go ahead and what? I surround my head with them. I keep my head. I keep my identity. I keep myself rooted in the world of Torah. Say the need every once in a while to do a little bit of a self-check. The hashkafas and the ideologies that I have, are they Torah hashkafas or are they societal hashkafas? Are they informed ultimately again by Maseches Menachos or are they informed by some type of external agenda? Sometimes we forget to bolster the head with rocks. And when you forget to bolster the head with rocks, I will say, all types of things are able to seep in. Yaakov Avinu knows that he's going to a foreign land, to a foreign place. He's going into the world. The first step is Vayikach me'avne hamakom. I want to show you something amazing. And even with this, I'll stop. Even when you go ahead and you surround your head with rocks, you know what happens? You know, the Sfas HaMes Tegei Rebbe makes a mind-blowing observation. He says, if you look at the end of the parasha, Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud, Yaakov Avinu tells his wives, it's time to go back. It's time to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And what does he say to them? He says, Ve'esa ini ve'era b'chalom. He says, I had a dream, and what did I see in my dream? I saw the speckled sheep, I saw everything. So we'll say, so something amazing. So the Sasema says, wow, look at this. In the beginning of the parasha, you were dreaming about ladders and malachim going up and down. And by the end of the parasha, you're dreaming about sheep. See, Rabbi Osei, sometimes in life, we begin dreaming about spiritual things. And by the time we get a little bit further into our journey, we're just dreaming about speckled sheep. More sheep, and more sheep, and more sheep. See, Rabbi Osei, even when you put rocks around your head, it's sometimes hard to stop the spiritual changes or the physical mundane changes from occurring. Even the great Yaakov Avinu, who begins dreaming about malachim and ladders, after 20 years with Lavan, he also is dreaming about sheep. And Rabbi Osei, if that happens to Yaakov Avinu, imagine how much our dreams change over time as well. So we should find the koach of Yaakov Avinu. Vayikach me'avne hamakom. Rabbi Osei, every single day we have to go out into the world, and it's a zchus to go out into the world because we get to affect change. We get to be the ambassadors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We get to be successful in Yiratzah Hashem. Rabbi Osei, every single day has to start the same way. Vayikach me'avne hamakom vayosem erashosav. Every day starts, Rabbi Osei, with us what? Taking from the stones of Kiddusha, taking of the stones of Torah mitzvos, surrounding our head, bolstering our hashkafas, bolstering our yediyas, bolstering our ruchnios, and then being prepared ultimately to go out into the world.